and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of February 6th. I am your co-host, Michael Stille, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and flu-stricken Melissa Hansen.
I am. I'm flu-stricken, and I'm still here, soldiering on, just for all of you.
That's right. A trooper. A real trooper.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Playing injured, just like Tom Brady. So the Super Bowl is over. Thank you, as is Madonna's halftime show, which was actually surprisingly decent.
I liked it. I'm sure some people hated it just because it was her and whatever. I thought it was really good. They did a good selection of songs. I thought it was really good, like, kind of the intros and the switches between each song.
Yeah, the staging. There wasn't the wardrobe malfunctions or disasters.
Too many layers on for wardrobe malfunctions. Right. I didn't think there was a chance of that.
Yeah. So, no, that came off without a hitch. So, what's been going on with you entertainment-wise this week?
Well, I caught Ides of March.
A George Clooney movie.
Which I know you have seen before.
Seen.
Yeah, George Clooney and Ryan Gosling. So, just ain't nothing bad about that.
What'd you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah?
I really liked it. It's kind of a political, not really thriller.
Well, there's thriller elements
to
it.
To it.
A little bit of suspense, perhaps.
A little bit of suspense, but more just a drama.
Yeah.
George Clooney, you know, plays a political candidate, and Ryan Gosling is on his team, along with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
A fat Philip Seymour Hoffman and a fat Paul Giamatti.
Right. And then Evan Rachel Wood and Marissa Tomei kind of round out the cast.
Yeah.
On that. No, I thought it was really well done. It was pretty quick. It's
it clips
just
right
just
along.
Over an hour and a half.
Good storytelling.
Yeah, it's not like a big, huge flick.
Based
it's,
on a stage play.
Yeah,
political
which you can tell it really seems like it. It's kind of tight.
Yeah.
Timing-wise and set-wise. No, it was really great. Great performances.
Yeah.
That there's one scene where it's Ryan Gosling and George Clooney just facing each other. It's a bit of a showdown. And man, that was kind of hot to watch.
And this is not your typical Clooney.
No.
I mean, there are elements of him, but he plays a very different character than we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, definitely.
And
no.
Very different from The Descendants, which we just saw earlier.
Right, yeah, very different. Well, at the beginning, you kind of think it's a similar role, and then takes a little bit of a turn.
Nope. And not a message picture. Clooney's kind of known for his political views.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a political picture, but it's not really. It's more character studies.
Yeah.
There's no big, huge, liberal statement kind of thing in this, like you would assume. I'm sure some people avoided it, thinking it was just going to be Clooney making, you know, some big leftist political statement. It's not at all.
No, it's pretty much a persecution of all politicians and politics in general. And just
exactly.
How much you have to sell your soul to get into office.
Yeah.
It's really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you saw that, and for the first time ever, I saw one of your favorite movies.
Yes.
To Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck.
Yeah, that's, top of my list.
And having seen it on Blu-ray for the first time and just how vivid and clear that world was incredibly impressive.
Surprisingly, black and white picture, you think, what's the point of Blu-ray? And I've seen it a few times. I haven't seen it in a while, but it was just a gorgeous picture on Blu-ray. If you're a fan of it, and you just have, you know, old DVD, pick it up in Blu-ray. It's a whole different experience. It's just beautiful.
Wow. Well, and you had pointed out, too, that you had remembered Robert Duvall being in more of the movie.
Yeah, I think because he's mentioned so much in the book.
Yeah.
He's throughout the book, even though you don't see his character so much.
Yeah, but he is referred to numerous times.
Yeah, he's a main character, even though, as you see in the movie, you don't actually see him that much. It's more just talked about.
But I think in the annals of cinematic history, Atticus Finch, Gregory Peck's portrayal, has got to be one of the finest characterizations ever put on film.
Yeah, it's one of the top performances ever.
The whole courtroom scene?
He's brilliant in it. And I think he's so brilliant in it because I think the character is so much like him.
Yeah, absolutely mesmerizing. And the kids were fantastic.
They were. They haven't done much other work.
Yeah.
But they were so natural. It's one of those, after you see a picture, I tend to be like, what would I change about this? And there's not a single frame I would change in To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a perfect picture.
It's. I will definitely be revisiting that movie again at some point down the road. And I don't say that about too many films, but this was really mesmerizing to me, story-wise, time-wise, performance-wise, direction. It was just, I don't think I'd change anything
on it. Amazing
either.
Shots. It's amazing, and I hadn't really noticed it or remembered it. There are so many shots that are of Gregory Peck's back.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that. But it's meaningful. Yeah, amazing direction, amazing cinematography. And then not only because it looked nice, but it brought more to the story.
Yeah.
Like the physically turning his back on things.
Yeah. And it's also interesting story-wise because the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the racial issues are still here today that we had back in that time.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, really impressive. So from impressive to probably less than impressive, let's take a look at what's been going on in the box office this past week.
Again, not the biggest box office this week. Chronicle took number one this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's a word of mouth success.
Yeah.
I think that's from the trailers and from the buzz that was being generated on the internet. I'm really amazed that it kind of topped Daniel Radcliffe's new movie.
Right, which The Woman in Black came in at second, just under it. They were really close. It was $22 million and $21 million. And then a big jump down for The Gray in third with $9.5 million.
Yeah.
So.
And then in fourth place was a little movie that I don't think we gave much credit to, was the about the whales.
No, it's, yeah, the whale movie.
Because we were talking about the dolphin movie a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I talked about that. And so Big Miracle, yeah, about like three gray whales, except they're named Wilma, Fred, and Bam Bam, which is really disturbing to me. It should be Pebbles.
I think they ate Pebbles.
I don't know what happened.
Fruity
I haven't
Pebbles.
Seen it. If somebody sees it, like, why is it Bam Bam instead of Pebbles? Can you let me know? Because it really, it's like really irking me. Okay, thanks. And then, yeah, Underworld is running out the top five with about $5.5 million. Yeah.
Oh, and just an update on Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
$98.7 million.
Seriously, how can we not break 100? Really, people. All right.
Yeah, not a whole lot coming new this next week. Well, at the top of the list is George Lucas. If you want to give George Lucas more money, Star Wars Phantom Menace is coming in 3D.
No. Okay, here's the deal, people. If you go see this 3D stuff, I just don't even want to know you. Okay?
That movie was so terrible to begin with.
I know.
And when we saw it, we had to sit through it 1.5 times because there was a bomb scare in the theater and they had to restart the picture over again.
Nice.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, don't do this. Don't. Just say no, people. Come on, we don't need more of this. And if you go and see it, that's what we're going to get.
A terrible movie seen in 3D is still a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Journey to the Center of the Earth 2.
Right. It's not Brendan Fraser this time.
Right, it's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
But this is, you know, it's funny because the two Jules Verne movies I remember growing up as a kid were Journey to the Center of the Earth, which James Mason, and then Mysterious Island with Herbert Lom, who played Chief Inspector Dreyfus in the Pink Panthers movie.
Okay.
I'm having trouble talking today. Pink Panther movies as Captain Nemo. So in watching those recently, they had kind of merged my mind as the same movie.
Okay.
So what they're doing here is they remade the original one last time. They're remaking Mysterious Island here, taking out all the Civil War references and all the other stuff that was in the original. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But Jules Verne, they're great stories, and they live on. So even if they're told poorly, I think there's still some redeeming value to that.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one coming out is The Vow. If you want the other side, kind of big sappy.
Oh, was that Rachel McAdams?
It's Rachel McAdams, Channing Tatum.
In the story where she loses her memory and he has to, which we've seen this how many times before in different films.
He has to get her to fall in love with him all over again.
Which was what? It was Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in
51st Dates.
Yep. Regarding Henry, Harrison Ford lost his memory, and they had to, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of Rachel McAdams. I don't care to see another movie with her in it.
Yeah, I'm kind of over her, too.
But then there's another thriller that kind of snuck under the radar, The Safe House.
Yeah.
So it's Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds and Vera Farmiga and Brendan Gleeson and Sam Shepard and Robert Patrick.
It's amazing cast.
Yeah. Even Tracy Toms, who was in Wonder Falls and Rent, is in this.
Yeah, she's really talented.
So that one could surprise the pack, although I have a feeling Star Wars is just going to make a buttload of money.
Ugh, probably. But go give your money to Denzel Washington instead of George Lucas.
Yeah.
I'm begging you, people.
Or you can boycott the box office altogether and stay home because there's some interesting stuff happening on DVD and Blu-ray.
Over at DVD Verdict, looking at release dates for February 7th.
Lots of baby Einstein.
There is. There's a huge bunch of baby Einstein, and then there's a bunch of the Wiggles. So if you are a parent, you won't have to do anything with your children this week. You can just put them in front of the TV.
That's right.
You're all set. So, and talking about crying, just hearing the name of a movie, Love Story.
Oh, with Ryan O'Neill.
Right, yeah. With Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill.
A Shakespeare movie that did not get a whole lot of play at the box office and kind of a huge cast, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Which was a major disappointment.
Looks like it should have done more.
Theatrically. We talked about this. Quentin Tarantino's did two episodes of CSI.
Right.
From, I don't know, season 9 or something like that. Right. They're releasing it as a standalone DVD.
What is the point of this?
It's a cash grab, obviously.
I don't know.
A bunch of Blu-ray stuff, Dangerous Liaisons, the James Bond comedy, Casino Royale, the one with David Niven and Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
And I think Woody Allen's in that, too. Dreamgirls, A Fish Called Wanda, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time. Oh, Lady and the Tramp is hitting Blu-ray from Disney, which... I don't know if it's one of my favorite Disney movies, but there's something
just
very...
for the spaghetti scene.
Yeah.
Just for that.
It's iconic.
It's one of the best ones.
It's iconic.
That's a great... Another big movie, I think, that's coming out, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen any of those Harold and Kumar movies. Oh, look. Throw Mama from the Train. There's another... This was before City Slickers, before Billy Crystal kind of hit it really big in the movies. This was kind of his first attempt. And it was Danny DeVito directed this, and with Ann Ramsey, who had come off the Goonies, but had some medical issues and was able, I think this was her last film. But it's a great little movie. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and coming out this week, it's not coming out on Tuesday. It's like a special big release date on Saturday.
What's that?
Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, they just didn't want to be... Because it would get lost, I'm sure, amongst everything else.
Yeah, well, that way they can have teenagers camp out all day.
That's exactly it. It's being released, like, midnight on Saturday. Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be tons of places that are going to have... Yeah, lines out the door all evening, you know, just waiting for that. Like, I once drove downtown Chicago to a music store for New Kids on the Block, Step by Step... release. Kristen and I went down at some Saturday night at midnight so we could get that. So I'm sure all the versions of me that are out there nowadays will be lined up for that this week.
There you go. All right, so that'll do it for DVD and Blu-ray. Streaming media this week. Over at Netflix, they're debuting a brand new original series called Lilyhammer.
Oh.
I think it's only 6 or 8 episodes, but it's about a New York City mob informant who kind of gets relocated to Norway.
Oh,
because
well, that's
in order to stay safe. And then he starts kind of reverting to his criminal ways over there.
Okay.
So that could be interesting. And then a bunch of 70s stuff. Ron Howard's 1977 directorial debut for Roger Corman called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
So that's showing up.
Nice.
The Jaws knockoff, 1977 Orca, the killer whale, which didn't do a whole lot for SeaWorld's Shamu and his reputation. And then the Ramones, 1979 cult classic Rock and Roll High School.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, good stuff there. Over on Hulu, it's a mixed bag of things. You get a ton of Ken Burns, PBS specials, a series America, baseball, Civil War, jazz, a terrible SNL movie with Julia Sweeney, It's Pat.
Oh,
remember
my.
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat. Kirsten Dunst. We saw this. It was a 70s... kind of governmental conspiracy comedy called Dick.
Yeah, it was more a comedy.
Yeah.
It was
about Richard Nixon.
Yeah, it was all about Richard Nixon and how these two like teenage girls were
stumbled
really
on
the
Watergate.
Ones that like yeah caused the whole Watergate scandal.
Yeah, it was kind of funny if I remember.
I enjoyed it. It did not go over well, but I actually enjoyed it.
There's an 80s kind of teen sexploitation comedy called My Tutor. They did all this My Chauffeur, My Tutor, that kind of stuff. And then there's a TV series from the 1950s, which I had never heard of before, called Dangerous Assignment. But it looks like vintage kind of espionage television. So if that's your bag, you might want to check that out. Over on Amazon Instant, of course, we get all of the regular new DVD and Blu-ray releases, including Disney's Treasure Buddies, which if you saw the trailer during the Super Bowl, you were going to want to run screaming and
more of those.
Yeah, away from that. Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed, which I actually found fun.
actually like that one better than the first one.
Right, right. I think it called back to the original series more than the first one did.
Yeah.
Some 80s cult classics, Adventures in Babysitting, which we both love. Kurt Russell's Captain Ron. And a movie that I remember seeing in the theater, Colin Farrell in Phone Booth.
Yeah.
Where it was kind of weird.
Weird little
He was stuck in a phone booth and there was like a sniper. Yeah. And he couldn't get out of the phone booth. He
couldn't get off the phone and,
So he was stuck in this phone booth the whole movie.
It was this big thriller, but it was like, all on the street and he was like in a phone booth.
Yeah, kind of an interesting experiment. And then Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey in Beaches.
Oh, I just know a lot of Beaches and they start crying. Like, well up with tears. I hear the name of the movie.
So that's all over at Amazon Instant. All right, I'm shutting up. What have you got on your end for television and all that good stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Monday, NBC. Smash is finally...
Oh, my God. They've been advertising that thing for months.
So hopefully we'll be done with the commercials for it.
Crap.
Catherine McPhee is lovely. She has a beautiful voice. I am so sick of her.
And introducing Catherine McPhee.
Right, even though, like, she, you know, was on American Idol and
she
has been
recording
in
God Drag. Yeah, exactly. She was in House Bunny.
Right. So, anyhow, that's finally premiering Monday. If you haven't seen it, you know, all the places you could beforehand. And then they're rerunning it, like, Saturday and all kinds of stuff. So hopefully after this week, we'll kind of be done hearing about it.
If this thing flops, NBC is going to be pissed with all the advertising they put into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Tuesday, another new show that they have been talking about a bunch, too, The River.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a thriller show.
Blair Witch in a Jungle.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, pretty much. So Tuesday night, ABC, that one will be on. Also Tuesday, Ricky Martin is guest starring on Glee.
He's
playing, like, a competing Spanish teacher. I think he's got the edge on Mr. Shu, so we'll have to see what happens there.
Maybe Matthew Morrison will come out of the closet with Ricky Martin.
See.
It'll draw him out.
We'll see. Saturday, ABC, Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown is on. It's one of the classic old specials, so you can check that out to get you in the mood for Valentine's Day next week. And then they're running a bunch of Cougar Town repeats, getting ready for that to start the week after, the new season of that comes back on Valentine's Day. Over in music, actually CDs, because the first one I'm talking about isn't music. New CD called Mr. P, and it's Patrice O'Neill. He has a
comedian?
Final. Yeah, he has a final.
That's right. He died unexpectedly.
Yeah, he passed away this fall, and they had recorded one of his stand-ups specials last spring, and it's being released. On CD this week, so we can get a little bit, last bit of his humor. A Different Kind of Truth by Van Halen.
Shut up.
Brand new one with David Lee Roth.
Ugh.
I'm kind of a Van Hagar person, I'll be passing on this. And let's see, other classic. Paul McCartney has a new album.
Seriously?
But it's called Kisses on the Bottom, and it's a bunch of old standards.
Oh, he's doing the Rod Stewart kind
of
thing?
Yeah, yeah. Doing that kind of thing. Which,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I mean, he's... got the voice for that kind of stuff, so that should be lovely. And speaking of Paul McCartney and the Beatles, Let It Be Roberta. Roberta Flack sings the Beatles.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I'm actually kind of excited. I mean, come on, Roberta Flack and the Beatles?
Wow.
Seriously. I don't think you can beat that. So on the literary side, it's actually not very literature-ish, but... Hiding from Reality, My Story of Love, Loss, and Finding the Courage Within by Taylor Armstrong. She's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, for God's sake.
Husband killed himself. So she's going to go write a book and make money on, you know, her courage within about her husband, you know, committing suicide. Whatever.
Jeez.
On a lighter note, Allie Wentworth has a book, Allie in Wonderland and Other Tall Tales.
Who is Allie Wentworth?
Allie Wentworth is a comedian actress. She grew up in kind of a political family, but then she was on In Living Color.
Oh.
And she was on Oprah for a while. She was like a regular on that. And she's done a bunch of acting. And she's married to George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she's really, really smart and funny.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some good political stories in that.
Oh.
I'm told in a really humorous way. But another book, If You Ask Me, and of course you won't, by Betty White.
Oh.
It's a memoir by Betty White. So talk about smart and funny. I'm sure that will be both.
I think we're kind of reaching Betty White saturation.
I think we are. I think she needs to watch out. But
they had a Super Bowl commercial with Betty White today, and it was just like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. We'll take this one last thing.
Yeah.
I think. And then maybe we can back off a little bit.
Yeah.
quick theater news,
yes,
especially for the younger set there. Raven Simone is actually going to join the cast of Sister Act on Broadway. She's going to star in it, doing the Whoopi Goldberg role.
Well, that's a pretty good fit, I think.
Yeah, I think so. She's got a great voice.
She's got great comedic timing.
Yeah, yeah, I think she'll be really good in that.
Yeah.
So, if you want to introduce your younger set, who's fans of That's a Raven, to the theater.
Like you said a couple of weeks ago, Joe Jonas is doing...
right.
No, Nick Jonas.
One of them is doing Who knows?
How to Succeed in Business, so you can do the whole kind of Disney Prince and Princess weekend in New York City on Broadway.
Right. All right.
Is that it?
So, yep, we can move on.
Switch on to news.
All
right, so let's stick with television a little bit, because I know you've been watching Suburgatory.
Mm-hmm.
So Suburgatory is Jane Levy, the young daughter, who is joining Shiloh Fernandez as the lead in Sam Raimi's Evil Dead reboot.
Nice. She's good. She's really talented.
Yeah, she is. From the episode that I've watched with you, I mean, she is very subversively talented. I mean, she's got that sarcastic little quiet demeanor, but can be sharp-wittedly funny.
She's just like me.
She is just like you. But Sam confirmed that Bruce Campbell's character, Ash, is not going to be in the movie.
Okay.
So, for people who were expecting that, that's not going to happen. Selma Blair has been cast opposite Charlie Sheen in his new sitcom for FX.
I saw that.
Oh, that's going to be self-destructive. And FX Sons of Anarchy has been renewed through season 6.
Good.
Oh, I know, that's a big deal. And we had talked, I think we had mentioned before, about Masters of Sex on Showtime, which was the Masters and Johnson series. But they announced their leads now. It's Michael Sheen and Lizzie Kaplan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, two great actors.
Yeah, so that could be interesting.
Yeah, that will be.
And
for sure.
There's rumors now flying for Dancing with the Stars. Who's going to be on the next season? Are you ready for this? Regis Philbin.
Oh, my.
Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, okay.
Herman Cain.
Oh, jeez.
Paula Deen. And Pee Wee Herman.
Nice.
Now, the actual cast isn't going to be revealed until February 28th, but I'll lead into your usual Kardashian news by saying that the two youngest Kardashians are... What is it, Kendall and Kylie?
Yeah.
They're also rumored to be on the show. So.
Wow. Well, before we get to Kardashian, we have to take a moment of silence, or maybe a moment of soul.
Yes.
And talk about the passing of Don Cornelius.
Yeah, that sucks.
Soul Train.
But he had been sick for a while.
Yeah, it seems he took his own life. So, but yeah, a loss, I think, to us all who grew up, you know, with American Bandstand and then Soul Train.
Yeah, right afterwards.
Yeah.
So I always watched the opening of Soul Train, and then I normally turned it off, but it was always that great opening with the train, and Don's voice was beyond compare.
Very
cool.
So, yeah, we'll definitely mourn his passing.
Yeah.
He brought so much to so many people's lives, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, from someone who brought so much to so many people's lives, to Kardashians.
Ugh.
Kim is moving because some strange man knocked on her door.
Wait, that's just what happened with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She just moved out of the neighborhood here.
It's the same thing. Some strange guy found out where she lived and whatever, knocked on her door and wanted to come in. So now she's moving to a gated community.
So is she living in the Chateau Marmont now, too?
No.
Oh, living at her mom's house?
I think so. I think she's staying there. And the other big Kim news, this is huge, people. Ready? She dyed her hair.
What?
She put like some lighter highlights in it. But she tweeted, here's the thing. She tweeted a picture of herself. I dyed my hair lighter yesterday. I'm loving it. New hair color equals new beginnings for me. So she just lost her man and gained some light hair.
She was probably at the Super Bowl scoping out new boyfriends.
I'm sure she was. Yep. I wouldn't, you know, doubt that.
It's a pretty big meat market down there.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That is all.
All right. Well, we're going to let Melissa get some sleep and recover from her flu bug. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more fun, excitement, and insightful news. Do you have an outgoing message for us this week?
Of course I do. Good night and good news.